Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Canadian Northwest Mounted. Federal agents from all nations join hands to blast criminal activity from the face of the earth. Federal agent. Early on the morning of April 23rd, six convicts blast their way with stolen dynamite through one of the walls of a great penal institution. Before the startled guards can come to life, six dangerous criminals, lifers, all are at loose upon the world. Quickly, all the aids of modern science are rushed into use by wireless. By interstate radio.
Calling all peace officers. Calling all peace officers.
By teletype.
Be on the lookout for six men, escaped convicts.
By automobile, by aeroplane, men search the surrounding country. Twenty-four hours later, still no trace of the men is to be found. The prison break, carefully planned and executed, is successful. Then, 24 more hours, with the trail fast growing cold, the Federal Bureau is called on the job. Bronze-skinned young men, silent, grim, are called upon to do what all other methods of police and penal procedure have failed to do. Assembled in a small room in a large city.
All right, men. We've all got pictures and details on each of the felons involved in this outbreak. Needless to say, the men must be returned to the penal institution from which they escaped. It's a routine job. Check up on the history and background of each convict. Sooner or later, he'll turn up again in the same spots. And when he does, get him. That's all.
Okay, I'll get after him.
Well, Herb, what do you think?
Looks like a long assignment, Red. How about you?
I have a few angles that might hurry things up for us. I was in on the case when the Treasury men arrested Slim Braiscourt. I have a hunch that Braiscourt led the mob that broke out of prison. If you're with me on this, we might work together.
Lead the way, old son.
There's a woman who used to keep house for the gang before they were sent up. She visited them a couple of times during the trial and tried to perjure herself on the stand.
And
I have a hunch at least one or two members of the gang will come running to her to hide him.
Not Braiscourt.
Oh, no. Not Braiscourt. He's too smart. But a couple of those hoodlums couldn't pass a third grade test. They're the ones we'll round up first. Come on, partner. There's work to be done.
And so federal agents take up the trail. Working in forces, working separately, working in pairs, they cover the ground. In a suburb of a large city, two of them meet with their first success.
Ready, Herb. Right.
Yeah? Oh.
Hello, Bueller. Mind if we come in?
What's the beef, copper?
Federals to you, Bueller. Anybody else home?
Not a soul.
Good, we'll come in.
Say, listen, copper.
What's that?
If you think you can push your way into my room without a warrant, you're crazy.
What's that you say?
He's hard of hearing. So am I at times. Find anything, Red?
Looks like Bueller's expecting company. Table set for two. Couple of nice-sized steaks decorating the drain board here.
I'm expecting my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend smokes cigars?
What do you mean?
Or maybe you do. First thing I noticed when I walked in was cigar smoke. Suppose you take a peek in that closet, Herb, while I stand clear of the door.
No, you don't. You don't take me.
Look out for him, Red.
Well, that's one.
Thus, federal agents chalk up their first victory. One accounted for, five more still at liberty. Grimly, they set to the task of rounding up the other five escaped convicts. Lead after lead proves fruitless. Trail after trail grows cold and is lost. Then, after an interval of 6 months...
Yes?
Is this the FBI?
Yes. Trace this call. Herb, there's something screwy.
Right.
Hello. Hello.
Yes?
Oh, I thought you'd hung up.
What did you say?
I've got a tip for you. Do you want to know where to find Charlie O'Connor?
We might.
Well, you'll find him in a roadhouse at 6237 Elmhurst Drive with a girl.
Thanks. Who's this calling?
This is his wife.
Hello. Hello. She hung up.
Yes? Yes, what's the address? 6th and Pine. All right, thanks.
What'd you find?
It all came from a pay station at 6th and Pine. You want to enclose it?
No, this call's on the level. Get your hat. We're going to visit a roadhouse at 6237 Elmhurst Drive.
Okay, let's go. Private room in the back.
Come on.
Okay, come along this way. Yeah, here's the room.
Let's walk in.
All right. Yeah, it's locked.
Crash it.
Okay.
Look out, Red, he's got a gun out.
Drop it.
Thrash you.
Well, that's two.
With two of the six escaped convicts accounted for, federal agents pressed their relentless hunt for the other four men. But things do not break easily for them. One by one, they give up the search. Other pressing business gives them little chance of continuing the hunt for the other escaped men. Then one day, on a routine assignment in a small town 2,000 miles away from the scene of the prison break, a lone officer is passing through the corridors of a small country jail with a county sheriff.
Oh, we don't have so many folks occupying these cells. Tramps, vagrants mostly.
So I see.
As sheriff of this here county, I don't put up no monkey business. If a feller's a tramp, he's a potential criminal, I say. Throw him in for 30 days, make him work for his keep, and then send him tooting across the state line. Believe me, he don't come back. Why, I...
Well...
Huh? What's that?
The man in this cell.
Oh, him. Yes, I picked him up for loitering around the other day. Reckon I know a tramp when I see one.
Reckon you made a swell arrest when you picked on him, Sheriff.
Huh?
He's wanted by federal authorities. His name is Slim Brazecourt.
Yes, what?
The man in this cell is Slim Brazecourt.
You mean...
Let me in to talk to him, will you?
By golly, sure.
Here, I'll open it up. You run along and get some coffee. You seem to be suffering from the cold.
Yeah, I'll get my deputies around handy, too.
Well, Slim... The end of the trail, eh?
You think you're smart picking me up in a small-town hoosegow, don't you? Well, let me tell you something, G-Man. You ain't got a ghost of a chance of taking me back to stir.
Afraid you're wrong, partner. I'm taking you back, and I'm taking you alone.
And so, by mere chance, the leader and most dangerous member of the prison break mob is taken into custody by federal authorities, and a lone federal agent undertakes the dangerous task of transporting him back to prison. Just before the train is scheduled to leave, the county sheriff, leading another prisoner, approaches the federal man and his carefully shackled convict.
I just got a call from the next state. They got that extradition paper signed for this hot check artist I'm leading. Asked me if you could take him along and drop him off to him.
Well, I have my hands full with Brazecourt here. I don't like to, but...
I'll say you got your hands full, G-Man. You better let that sissy-faced boy alone and spend full time on me if you want to keep me.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll take him. Handling Brayscourt isn't a full-time job anyway. Swing aboard, son, and we're off. You boys try to behave now. I'd like to get a drink of water. Remember, I've got my eye on you. No tricks.
Ah, shut up.
I'll be back in just a minute and read you a bedtime story.
I'd like to punch that fresh dick in the teeth. I will, too, before this train ride's over.
What do you mean?
Listen, punk, you're lucky and you don't know it. I'm not riding all the way, get it? I got friends. Three of them. They're boarding the train when we stop at the next station for water, and I'm scramming. You better break with us.
Yeah, but isn't there liable to be shooting?
Sure. But what's that? Better than spending your life in stir, ain't it? Keep mum now. He's coming back.
Here's some water. I thought you boys looked a bit thirsty. Might as well sit back and take it easy, because we've a long ride ahead of us.
Hey, what are we stopping for? Couldn't you get us tickets on a good train? Or do they make G-men ride third class?
Yeah, what are we stopping for?
Water, most likely.
Yeah, most likely. Why don't you peek out and see?
Sure, why not? We need some fresh air in this compartment anyway.
Okay, G-man, up with your mitts.
What's this?
Come on in, boys. The Fed's all alone.
Pete, by golly, I'm glad to see you.
Sure, we got your message. Know just what compartment to come through and everything. All right, Dick. Where's the keys to those irons?
In my pocket.
Toss them out. No, never mind. I'll get them. Keep your mitts up, though.
And this smart guy thought he'd keep me. We're the guys who broke out of federal stir. What made you think you could keep us?
Who's the punk kid who's chained to you, Slim?
He's a check passer. He's wanted in the next state. Chain him loose, too. Give him a break.
Okay.
And give him a gun. He can hold this G-man till we're off the train. It's a chance for you, kid, to show what you're made of. If this stick as much as looks at you, I'll shoot him down. Come on, boys.
Hey, is this gun loaded?
To the hilt. I loaded it myself. Fine, then drop your
gun. Hey, what's that?
Drop those guns
away, you little punk!
Yeah, maybe that'll make the rest of you stand back.
Hey, what's the idea, check passer?
Check passer? What do you mean? His name's Herb Evans. He's a federal agent.